This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guests in this portion of the program are Johanna Neal and Samantha Haskins. Both are second-year students in the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. As part of life in the college, they're involved with the Wildlife Medical Clinic. They're here to tell us about the clinic and the upcoming annual Doodle for Wildlife event. Welcome to the two of you. Thanks so much for coming in and
Thanks for having us.
Well, I have heard about a patient that is no longer a patient, Dory the raccoon. Tell us about her and her stay at the clinic.
Dory came to us last fall. She had broken her arm. She had actually been hit by a car. And so she came to us for care, and we actually tried several different things to get her arm to heal, and they weren't working very well. So we had one of our surgeons who just started with us, Dr. Avery Bennett. He's a world-renowned surgeon, actually plated the arm, a permanent plate, and she actually healed about 6 weeks later, and she'll be released back into the wild this spring.
Very good. How are animals readied for release back into their natural habitat? Samantha, you want to talk with a little bit about once they're patched up, and then they've got to go undergo a little bit of extra work, right?
Yeah, a lot of our patients will be sent to a rehabber. They end up, because they come to us with the varying conditions, sometimes they end up staying in the clinic for a little bit of time. And so we want to make sure that they're able to fend for themselves and act like a wild animal. So we have a couple of rehabbers that we lean pretty heavily on that basically teach our patients how to be wild animals again, make sure that they can fend for themselves, find shelter, find a mate, get food, and do everything that a wild animal should be able to do.
Do most of the patients go back to the wild?
I think our success rate is about 50% right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of patients that come to us, and some of them will be able to actually release ourselves, and a lot of them will care for and get them past the part where they're healed and then send them to a rehabber, and those will be released from there. So,
what kind of animals are currently patients?
Right now, it is prime baby season, so we've got a lot of orphans. We've got some baby rabbits and a fledgling great horned owl. We also have a red-tailed hawk and
turkey.
A wild turkey we got in over the weekend.
Where did the wild turkey come from? We haven't heard about wild turkeys for a little while in this community.
Yeah, I believe he came in from a little bit outside of Tolono.
Okay, very good. Do all the college's students take a turn in the clinic?
No, it's probably about a third of the students will go through the clinic. And it's completely volunteer. And a lot, most of the students that volunteer in the clinic are at the vet school. We do have some undergrad volunteers as well.
Oh, okay.
But about a third of the students participate in the clinic.
Yeah. Are the students who are vet med students and who are volunteering, are they likely to go into wildlife medicine?
Actually, a lot of the students that we have are not necessarily going into wildlife. But the great thing about being involved with the wildlife clinic is that you learn a lot of hands-on skills that you can apply to a lot of other fields. And so a lot of students come in as first years where you don't necessarily get a lot of hands-on experience, and they get that through the wildlife clinic, and they're able to apply it even if they're not going into wildlife.
Yeah. Johanna, when you finish, what are you going to do?
I'm hoping to go into wildlife. It's definitely become my passion.
Okay. And Samantha?
I'm interested in zoo and conservation medicine, maybe some wildlife as well.
Okay. So this both of you were learning a lot then.
Yep, here. Absolutely.
Now, tell us about Doodle for Wildlife. What is it?
Doodle for Wildlife is an annual fundraising auction that we have every year. We ask celebrities to doodle a little piece of art for us, and then they send it to us, and we frame it, and then we'll auction it off. Our doodle fundraiser is this Saturday, the 19th, and 6 p.m. And actually, over half of our annual operating budget is raised from this fundraiser, so it's a very important event for us. And it's a lot of fun. We have doodles this year. We have awesome travel packages, as well as community restaurants that have donated gift certificates and a lot of local art as well.
Okay, so there'll be some kind of an auction then?
Yes.
We have both a silent and a live auction that night. We have one of the middle school's jazz bands are going to come and play for the event. We've got a slideshow to show. We put a lot of effort into this because it means a lot to us. We're completely nonprofit, so we depend on this auction and donations from the community in order to be able to sustain our operating budget and do what we do.
Yeah, half is a lot.
Yeah.
We're in the fundraising business here, too. Who's contributed doodles this year?
Actually, a lot of the top doodles we have this year, Robin Williams did one, Steve Martin, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Matthew Broderick actually did one together, which is pretty neat, and Ben Stein, and a whole list of others.
Okay. Is there any way we can preview these things? Can we see them online or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. There are some of the doodles up on the doodle website. If you go to www.cvm.uiuc.edu/WMC and click on the Doodle link, there should be information about Doodle, and also you can preview some of those doodles.
Okay. Now, are reservations required?
Yes, they are, and you can reserve your seat at that website that Johanna just mentioned.
Okay. And I would imagine that there's also, yes, there is also a phone number that we could could give out here.
Yes. If you'd like more information about our clinic, the number is 217-244-1195.
Okay. And can we make a reservation at that number?
Actually, we're only taking reservations online this year.
Okay. Very good. So an online reservation required. And it will be held this Saturday, April 19th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Round Barn Banquet Center in Champaign. Well, thank you very much to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
the very best. Our guests this afternoon in this portion of the program, Johanna Neal and Samantha Haskins, both are second-year students in the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.